Yo, what up? It is July 28th, 2021. Welcome to Anthony Asks. My name is Anthony Shelton. Free-to-play has gone through an evolution. When it first started kind of making treads in the mobile gaming space, free-to-play had... It was more like free-to-play for a limited time. You could play the game for free, but you were on a certain time limit. And if you wanted to play more, you had to pay to increase the amount of time you played. Otherwise, you had to wait until the timer ran out, and then you could play some more. And then it evolved into pay to win, where gameplay mechanics or gameplay advantages were held behind a payment scheme. You had to pay for those things to get advantage for them. And then, once the market was like, nah, this ain't working for us, a lot of free-to-play went to pay for cosmetics, which pretty much pays for the game. And that has become the de facto way free-to-play games work. But then there's Pokemon Unite. A good game, but it includes pay-to-win mechanics. I thought pay-to-win was dead. Why is pay-to-win still a thing? How in the world does anybody get away with including pay-to-win mechanics in 2021? And it's particularly disgusting with Pokemon Unite because Pokemon is targeted to kids. If you look at most of the games that are free-to-play and they don't include pay-to-win mechanics, many of them are targeted towards teens and adults. This is Pokemon Unite. As soon as Pokemon is in the name, you know it's targeted to kids. That doesn't mean adults don't play it. That doesn't mean teens don't play it. But you know it's targeted to kids. And yet, here we are, a pay-to-win mechanic. It's like one of the only console games at this point, which will eventually be a mobile game that includes pay-to-win mechanics. So that's another mobile game that does that. Plus, now, it's one of the only console games that has this. That is disgusting. Now, you don't really feel it at first until you come across somebody who does. And then that's exactly the point. Tencent's the publisher. Timmy is the developer. The tactic is obvious. You get beat down by somebody, you might want to pay to give yourself a greater advantage or at least level the playing field with other people who have decided to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. You can earn everything, but it takes a long time to do it. Some of the best items in the game, I've already upgraded. I haven't upgraded all the way, but I've upgraded pretty significantly. But that's because I've 100% focused on Pokemon Unite for the time being. Once I move off of it, whatever items that they include, I'm going to be way behind. And for the people who pay to have those items upgraded to have an advantage during play, that sucks. It taints the playing field. This works on ranked mode. This works on regular quick play and standard modes. And you can't even up the playing field until either you earn everything that you want to earn and upgrade, or you pay for it. That's the kind of dilemma Tencent's trying to put people in. And this is they're the mobile, the Chinese mobile game giants. And this is the tactic that they have chosen to use for Pokemon Unite. And people are still playing this game because it's good. It really is good. But I just feel like there's not enough conversation about this. It almost feels like people are okay with it, which would be insane to me. Think about this. If it's working, that means Tencent's looking at what people are paying for, and they're going, yeah, people don't really have that much of a problem with it. But I also wonder how much of those people are kids begging their moms to allow them to a little pocket change into this game so that way they can have the advantage and they don't have to take forever for earning it. You see the problem here. It's terrible game design. It's terrible business, but yet, yes, it works. morally, I feel like it's just terrible business. So I'm just a little shocked that this is a thing. I thought we got past it, and then here comes Pokemon Unite to shake me. It's like, ha, nah, there's still pay to win that exists. So here's my question to you. Are you aware of any other games that have pay to win? Have I just been living under a rock and did not know and thought everybody was going with the cosmetic strategy? Are you bothered by Pokemon Unite's pay to win strategy? Actually, one question I have is, have you ever played a game where pay to win wasn't that bad? So you got three questions. You can choose anyway. You can choose multiple if you want. You can respond by hitting me up on Twitter at IamAShelton or leave me a voicemail at 619-333-6563. I am looking forward to hearing what you have to say about this topic. I imagine many of you would agree with me. I just wonder how shocked I'm going to be. Anyway, that's it for me. I will talk to you tomorrow.